Let's go!
Making Christmas, playing the Forces Christmas soundtrack, VFBS at Christmas.
The Hard Fire Christmas Takeover.
Hi, this is Rich from Hardfire on BFBS, the Forces Station. I'm going to be here for the next hour playing some of my favourite songs. Some are festive, watch out for that. Some are from Hardfire's back catalogue, and all of them are crackers. Who wrote this? And throughout the show, we're going to be finding out what some of you are up to this Christmas around the world. Me personally, Hardfire, we've just finished our latest UK tour. We've been playing a mixture of our old songs. Some might call them classic hits. I couldn't argue with that. And some new songs too, a bit like what I want to do on the show today. So let's go back in time to, one of our biggest hits actually. In fact, it was our highest charting single. And we're going to go back to 2007 and Suburban Nights. This was off our second album, Once Upon a Time in the West. Suburban Nights, what's it about? Well, it was that feeling of, you know, I guess when you're in a band, you want to have people talking about you. And we used to always read magazines like The Melody Maker and NME and things like that. The media always has this thing of like, you've got your cool kind of like guys who are a bit like them, you know, sort of, dare I say it, middle class, you know, love to go to, you know, chat and be very clever about all sorts of things. And you had your working class, who would obviously come from a northern city. That was the stereotype of that. And anyone who was sort of like, you know, came from a town like I do, which is like a satellite town of London, really, or one of those towns in the middle of nowhere, they almost didn't exist. They didn't quite know what to do. What who are these people? What, I don't understand them. And that kind of song was that sort of feeling of like that being kind of slightly out of the loop of everything and feeling a little bit ignored. I don't think anyone actually cares what it's about, though, because they just love going, woo, woo, woo. It's become one of our biggest live songs and is a real moment on tour. So anyway, let's have a listen to it. This is Suburban Nights right here on BFBS.
Yeah, we rock the satellites. We're the ones.
Emily. I come from Episcopi Primary School and I'm excited to go home in England for Christmas to see my grandma and granddad and my uncle, Uncle Cliff.
This is BFBS at Christmas. Oh, it's something
magical. The Hardfi Christmas Takeover.
Hey, it's Rich from Hardfire here in the hot seat at BFBS, the Forces Station. So, talking about cover songs, we once released a cover of the White Stripes song, Seven Nation Army. Why did we cover that song? It was just one of those things that we used to do in rehearsal, and we kind of liked a lot of dub music and reggae music. So we tried to do our own take on that song in a sort of dub style, which is kind of mad, because the whole thing about that song is the riff, right? Everyone loves the riff. So, of course, being the idiots we are, we changed the riff. But it kind of works, and it was like, could go on for 10 minutes if you like, which is always handy if you kind of like short of a song and you needed to pad out the set a little bit. But we loved doing it, and we actually did it on Joe Wiley, who used to present the daytime Radio 1 show. She started the live lounge thing. So we had the pleasure and privilege of going down to the Maid of Vale studios, famous studios for the BBC, and recording a version of that song. We did another thing for the BBC. We did Peaches by Stranglers, which was really, really cool, actually, because that's quite a tricky tune, actually. And we worked that out, and we're always really pleased with that one. We were lucky enough back in the day, this was 2006, which is on our first album, Stars of CCTV. We did five nights in a row, all sold out at the Brixton Academy, which is at the time was a record-breaking achievement for a band on their debut album. So we've always been very proud of that. And we were lucky enough that on those shows, we were joined by Paul Weller, and we were joined by Mick Jones of The Clash. And then Billy Bragg was our special guest for the whole five nights. And we had some young upcoming guys as well. I think Professor Green was one of those. So while we were there, we did Town Called Malice of Paul Weller. And then with Mick Jones, we did a version of his, rather than a Clash tune, we did Big Audio Dynamite's E equals MC squared, which was all very interesting because I don't think Mick had played it for a long time. And it took him a while to get his head around like how the guitar went again. And I was thinking, oh no, this is going to be a disaster. And then suddenly he played the little guitar riff in it and he started doing those classic Mick Jones BVs. And it was like shiver down the spine moment. I don't know if anyone's done many covers of our songs. Actually, yeah, the Sugar Babes. Do you remember the Sugar Babes? They did a cover of Living for the Weekend. I think that was for the Live Lounge too. But probably my favourite cover that we've ever done is, because I just love the song, is The Specials' Ghost Town. But that was a special day and a special moment and a really great song. It never dates, that track. So maybe we can hear it.
Getting angry.
You're here with BFBS, the Forces Station, and this is Rich from Hardfire. I hope you're having a good Christmas break. This year, I will be spending Christmas with my family. Fortunately for me, we're going to go around my brother's house. We kind of take it in turns. My brother, though, has just gone vegetarian, so we're all kind of trying to figure out what he's going to produce out of the oven on that one. So obviously, stay tuned. Maybe I'll come back to you in the new year and let you know what we had. But we're all a bit nervous. I think we're going to have a big breakfast. That's the plan anyway. So what is my favourite Christmas song, right? So it's a tricky one. I do like a Christmas song. I'm not into those John Lewis ads, you know, the ones where they get some old song and then you get some, probably like a girl to do a really kind of drippy version of it. And they do it year after year. Every year, I think they're that's enough now. They've rinsed it now. But every year, they come out with another one. The only way I'd get into it is if they decided to do a Hardfire song and they gave me, I don't know, several thousand reasons for agreeing to it. Then I reckon I could probably get into it. But I like your kind of classic 70s, 80s Christmas songs. You know, obviously everyone loves Pogue's Kirsty MacColl. I really love Joan and Louis' Stop the Cavalry, but obviously the nature of that song, Wish I Was at Home for Christmas, you know, you guys probably, you know all about that. You don't want to hear that, do you? Weirdly, John Lennon, even not like Merry Christmas Everyone. I remember my dad got a John Lennon album for Christmas and he played it. And there's that memory of like when you're a kid at Christmas, the smell of the turkey cooking coming up the stairs. And then my dad's new John Lennon album. So I always associate like all those tracks, Jealous Guy and Imagine and all that for Christmas. But, and I'm sorry about this. No, I'm not sorry. I love the old 70s glam rock Xmas numbers, Wizard, Mud, and I don't care. I don't care, right? Slade. I'm going for Slade. You've heard it a million times. You're sick to death of it, but I don't care. I'm not sorry. I used to have this on 7-inch when I was a kid, and I don't know what happened to it, but someone had like got a pair of wire cutters and cut out a big V-shaped section of it out of the first minute of the tune, so I used to only ever hear it from about 1 minute 30 in. But let's just go for it. Let's just embrace it. Slade, Merry Christmas, everyone. Are you hanging up, stopping on your wall? It's the time that every Santa has a ball. Does he ride a red-nosed reindeer? Does it turn upon his sleigh? Do the fairies keep him sober for a day? So
Hi, it's Alicia, Sophie and Charlotte wishing you a happy Christmas from RAF Waddington. Love you, Daddy. Love you, Graham.
Merry Christmas.
Playing the Forces Christmas soundtrack all day long. May you wish you a Merry Christmas. BFBS at Christmas. The Hardfi Christmas Takeover.
It's Rich from Hardfi here. It's BFBS Radio. We, Hardfi, are very excited because we've recently released a new EP called Don't Go Making Plans. It features four new songs, and this is the first new music that we've released in, well, I mean, maybe since 2020. We had a best of come out in like 2014, and there was one new song on that. I don't know if that counts, but at least 10 years, right? And our latest single from this is a track called Always and Forever. It's been really great getting back together again with the guys. You know, we hadn't sort of worked together for a long time. We'd all gone off and done different things, completely different things, not in music, some of them. And so it's nice to get back in a room together. It was quite almost like nothing had changed, except it had changed because everyone was a little bit more chilled out, a little bit older, a little bit wiser. Not that much wiser, but so first it was just rehearsing, and then we did some gigs, and the reaction from the fans was just amazing. It was like really taken aback by the sort of warmth and the love, so that was really special for us. So we thought, we've got to do some new stuff. We just don't want to play the old songs over and over, so we came up with these new tunes. And Always and Forever, it's got a Hardfi vibe, but it's a bit more laid back than maybe your sort of classic Hardfi song. It's kind of nostalgia, it's kind of looking back. I just remember this, I don't know why it popped into my head, but when I was like first time going out, I went to see a band at a local pub. It was a pub down the road from Staines in a place called Pulley Green, called The Compasses, and it was where you did your first gig as soon as you were old enough to play. Generally not old enough, you could sort of convince them that you were 18, you go and do a gig there. I remember the first gig I did there, we were just doing loads of covers, and we did a cover of All Right Now, Free, but we were trying to be clever, and we had like a sampled sort of like Madchester drum loop going on in it. And halfway through the set, loads of Hell's Angels turned up, and they sat and watched the rest of the set. And then at the end, they came up and they said, "Right, you play All Right Now again, but play it properly." So we were like 16. Okay, no problem. And we played it again. It was a rude introduction into basically, obviously, you've got to keep your audience happy, and you know, it's not always about you. But I used to go there and saw this band, and there was a band called Intimate Strangers. And I think they were like, a couple of them used to work for British Telecom. So this incredible light, they'd rigged up this amazing lighting display for a back room of a pub. It was all strobes and everything. They were great. And as we were leaving, there was this really beautiful girl there, and she just looked at me and said, "What's your name?" And I was convinced she wasn't talking to me, because why would she want to talk to me? And then I was just like so taken aback. And it was just like, kind of like just remembering that excitement of like being young, being out there for the first time, and like hearing this amazing band and this beautiful girl who kind of wants to know who I am, and that whole kind of feeling. And then looking back, you know, on that as a, you know, later in life, and kind of, you know, not wishing that you could do it all again, because obviously there were lots of other stuff that perhaps you wouldn't want to go through again. But that excitement, that moment, you know, that feeling of like, this is that first time, you know, it's a real, real key moment. I just want to try and capture that feeling and some of that emptiness of feeling that you can't get it again. Sounds like a long way of describing a pop song, but, you know, I hope you get what I'm going on about. If you don't get what I'm going on about, have a listen, see what you think, and make up your own mind.
And I've
Hello there, it's Rich here from Hardfire here on BFBS. If you've just joined me, well, where have you been already? I mean, come on. But it's all right, because you're just in time for another song of my choice. So I'd like to talk about the sort of bands and songs that influenced me. And basically, well, just sort of, so that's, what is that? That's basically the kind of stuff that I was into growing up, right? I was always got into music, I think mainly because I had this really cool, I still have, she's still really cool, older cousin. And she was into Bowie and Prince, and she had like guitars and synths and all this cool stuff. And then I've got an older brother, he got into playing guitar. And my nan, bless her, it turns out my nan, when she was younger, was a really good piano player. And then she stopped for like years and years and years. And then decided to sort of like kind of take it up again late, much, much later in life. Showed no fear, you know, was like, and started teaching me some little bits and pieces as well. So I was kind of into music, but I was always into synthesizers because I think I got into the Human League, right? And I used to love all that sort of stuff. So originally Human League, I used to love Wham. And then it was always kind of stuff that I inherited from my brother. So the Rolling Stones, Doors, all that kind of stuff, that kind of rock thing. And then as I got older, you know, getting into things like, you know, the music that was around me at the time, you know, mostly that kind of early 90s. So coming out of the Manchester scene, obviously all the Happy Mondays, Primal Scream, really got into Nirvana, really, because I was always a bit of a rocker, really got into Nirvana, loved them. And then when Oasis came along with that first Oasis album, because it was like punk rock to me, I had long hair, I got my hair cut, I got my Noel or my Liam haircut, and I was into that, you know, bought all the tracks, really into that. But then when you start looking into, like, for instance, you know, you're looking into Nirvana and you go, oh, he loved the Beatles and the Clash, and you go start checking out some Clash records, and then you find out that's the beautiful thing about music. You go, oh, this is amazing, who were they into? And you start checking out all this old rock and roll music, or all this old dub and reggae and roots music. So yeah, Specials, Clash, Jam, Weather, obviously all that kind of thing. And then later on, probably when I was like, you know, more, you know, older and writing music, really loved the whole French house thing, Daft Punk, and then Dr. Dre, Beastie Boys, you know, more of that kind of hip hop and the dance side. And then I discovered Northern Soul music. So Northern Soul music is basically kind of American 60s soul, but it had all fallen out of fashion. And then these DJs in the north of England, you know, famous one is the Wigan Casino, found these tracks, and there was a whole scene up there of people just dancing to this music. And it's like incredibly, you know, amazing tunes, loads of emotion, really great to dance to, but also great lyrics. And I really got into that. And in some ways, although everyone thinks perhaps Hardfire Off is kind of like an indie band, a lot of it comes from soul music, you know, like Living for the Weekend is sort of a soul tune. And, you know, and we've always been trying to take more from the more house, dancey side of things, you know, that kind of stuff. And I actually was lucky enough in an old band to make a record with Mick Jones of the Clash, who I mentioned earlier, was a big hero of mine. And then because of that sort of side of the music, he also turned me on to Chicago house music, kind of like the same thing as Northern Soul, but we'd gone electric. And one of the tunes on that has become one of my all-time favourite songs, and that's Promised Land by Joe Smooth. And it's just so, so uplifting. So I want to play it for you now. This is Promised Land, Joe Smooth. We'll be right back.
My name's Elizabeth Newman Earle, and I'm the founder of E50K. For all of those who are away, I've had many Christmases on my own. I know it's hard and we're thinking of you. And for those who are still at home, you can do it. You've got it. Just remember to write everything in pencil on your calendar, because plans can change. And just remember what it feels like for when they do come home.
The Hardfi Christmas Takeover. This is BFBS at Christmas.
Happy Christmas. I'm Rich from Hardfi, and this is my special Christmas show on BFBS Radio. So if you don't mind, it's time for another Hardfi song. This was the first single we ever released. When we first came out, you know, no one really cared what we were doing, and we had to do a lot of things ourselves and make stuff happen. And we put our own record out first, and the first track we released was this one. It's called Cash Machine. I mean, does anyone use a cash machine anymore? I don't know. And also, it was a bit tricky when we went to America and everyone called them ATMs, but that doesn't matter. It's a great tune. Oh, I hope you think so. And when we recorded Cash Machine, it was like, we started off with that riff and the chorus. And I had spent ages getting this intro to work and was kind of really invested in it. And the bloke I was working with, the guy who produced our record, a guy called Ballsy White, he got rid of it. I was like, what have you done? It took me ages to do that. And he said, I don't think it works. So we thought, well, we've got to have something there. So that was then, in just trying to fill the hole, I grabbed my little melodica, which is like it's got keys like a piano, but it's got reeds inside like a harmonica, and you blow into it and when you play the keys, and we got one because it's got quite a dub reggae sound to it. So we tried putting that at the beginning, and that suddenly became like the sound of that record and maybe the album, really. So it was a really important song for us. We made the video for £300. My mate did it for us, and we sort of bunked our way into Heathrow Airport and mucked about there. It was so much fun. Really look back on those days of, you know, it's such good times. So anyway, here it is, Cash Machine on BFBS.
Cash machine to get a ticket home. A message on the screen says don't make plans, you're broke. No, this can't be right. I know the times is tight. I've only just been paid 3 weeks, 5 days till I've seen to skip the fair, ticket inspectors there. No, this can't be right. I live an honest life. It seems like sometimes you don't cross the line, you don't get by. No, I scratch your living in easy. You know it's a track. I'm always playing. Just turned blue. We tried to play it safe. That night we could not wait. No, this can't be right. She said it would be alright. I can't afford to be a daddy, so I leave tonight. No. Cash machine.
my pocket, there's a hole in my pocket, my pocket, my pocket, there's a hole in my pocket.
Hello, it's Rich from Hardfire here for this Christmas holiday. It's BFBS, the Forces Station. Though a question I'm almost never asked is, what's the best Christmas present I ever had when I was younger? And, you know, that's a tricky one because I guess my best, it's hard because probably my best Christmas present was a bike. And I remember I got this black racer and it was super cool. Up until then, I'd always inherited my brother's bikes. But this one was the first one that was mine. But it was always slightly sour because when I went back to school, everyone was like, oh, what'd you get for Christmas? And I was like, oh, I got a racer, you know. And they were like, oh, not a BMX. And everyone had got BMXs. And I was like, right, brilliant. So now I'm completely uncool with my racer. But that was brilliant. Like, seeing that, unwrapping that. Although I've just remembered, actually, like later on when me and my brother were getting into music and being in bands, my dad said he was going to make us an amp. And he basically got some old bits of car stereo and had them all wired together. He used to work, he was a sort of a bit of an electronics engineer. And he made this really kind of rubbishy looking thing. And we were like, oh, that's great, Dad, thanks. And then when we came down the next day, he'd obviously gone out and bought us an amp. And I'd forgotten about that. That was a lovely thing. And so we had this amp, it was our first proper amp. It was a Jennings, which was the same company that made Vox. It was so close to being a Vox AC30, which was a classic. You know, I think the Kinks used it. Brian May has an AC30, but it wasn't quite. It was probably going cheap at the local music store because it wasn't quite that one. But I think they're quite sought after now. I think the guy from Arctic Monkeys uses it. It was a Jennings JT40. And we were sort of blown away to have a proper guitar amp. So maybe that was my favourite Christmas present. Just for the preamble as well, the kind of like the backstory that went into it and the work that my dad did to make us feel like we was going to give us some old rubbishy thing and then to then do the big unveiling on Christmas Day. Anyway, that's nice, isn't it? Let's have another Christmas song. So I've already told you what I do and don't like about Christmas songs. So as I said, I do like your 70s glam rock numbers. So let's have a little bit of Wizard.
Snowman brings a snow. Snowman brings a snow. Snowman brings a snow. Snowman brings a snow.
Thanks for joining me today. It's Rich here from Hard Five, picking the tunes right here on BFBS. Over the years, we've had the pleasure of touring with some big names in music, and they were really important for us as well. You know, when you're a new band starting out, you know, touring with an established act is a real good way of winning over some fans, learning your craft in many ways. And we were lucky enough, we toured, and one of our first tours was with Kaiser Chiefs, which was great for us because at the time, you know, we were both sort of like coming up. But the one that always sticks in my mind is we got asked to support Green Day at the Milton Keynes Bowl. Now, Milton Keynes Bowl, they were doing 2 days there over the weekend in May, I think it was. And it holds about 65,000 people. Up until that point, we'd been playing maybe clubs to about 500 people. And I think someone, they had a bill throughout the day. There was about five or six bands playing with Green Day headlining. And we were going to be first on. And the band that was first on, some reason they couldn't make it. And luckily for us, they said, oh, you should check out these guys, Hardfire. I think the band were called Simple Plan, who were some dudes from Montreal in Canada. So thank you, Simple Plan. Since met them, and they're very nice. So check them out too, right? Anyway, so we are doing this opening slot. And one of the things that was happening was that we had to do a TV show at the other, down in Western Supermare. There was a Channel 4 used to do this thing called T4 on the Beach, and you had to do it because you had to keep Channel 4 happy, so they'd keep putting you on their station. And there was no way we could get from T4 on the Beach back to Milton Keynes to do the show. The only way we could do it was to blow our entire fee on a helicopter. So we hired these helicopters. They were like the most rickety, tiny little things. Never been on a helicopter before. To say I was slightly nervous, you know, but not as nervous as when we finally flew into Milton Keynes. All the crowd thought that we were Green Day turning up. And we went out on stage and realised, wow, we've been playing to 200 people, 300, 400, 500, but now there's 66,000 of them sitting there looking at us. It was, I'm trying not to swear here, terrifying, right? So, but we did it. Next day, I think we were better because we'd done it once. And as it happens, it was a really important gig for us. So many people saw us there and became fans and have said over the years, I first saw you at Green Day. So it was a really great experience hanging out backstage. Green Day had three tour buses. One of them, the back opened and a car came out. It was like some kind of James Bond thing. So that was very exciting. So yeah, probably that was a real moment for us playing with Green Day. So let's have a Green Day song. What about American Idiot? That's a rocking one.
America. Welcome to a new kind. My name's Alan. I'm on Cabrit 15. Merry Christmas to all the families and hope you have a good day.
The Hard Five Christmas Takeover.
Christmas was made.
This is BFBS at Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Yes, it's Christmas. It's Rich here from Hardfire. I'm nearly done here on BFBS, but I can't go without playing our song, Heartbeat. This song changed our lives. You know, I remember that when it came out, it first came out sort of June 2005. There'd been a remix done by Axwell, who's part of the Swedish House Mafia. If you're into your dance music, then you'll know who they are. And it was sort of blowing up everywhere. We had to go to Ibiza and playing it in Ibiza. I wrote this song about, I mean, it sounds like all our songs are about girls that I didn't get off with when I was a teenager. And there'd be loads of songs if there were, because there was plenty of those. where I'm going with that. Anyway, Heartbeat was about, you know, again, a girl around town that you suddenly get your breath taken away by. And it's kind of a bit of a fantasy about what happened next, but obviously it probably didn't happen next. Probably I just went for a punt with my mates and regretted not knocking up the courage to talk to her. So, yeah, but it's like a still one of those tunes where when you've got it in your back pocket at a gig, you always feel like you're in a good place. So I hope you like it too. Here it comes, Hard to Beat. That's it from me, Rich from Hardfi. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas. I want to say thank you very much for everything you do. Whatever you're doing now, obviously, if you're not at home for Christmas, thank you for allowing me and my family to not have to worry about anything while we're sat at home, other than what my brother's going to produce out of the oven for his vegetarian Christmas feast. But seriously, really appreciate it. Thanks for everything you do. Thanks for letting me take over the airwaves today. Thanks to BFBS for that. Hope you have a great Christmas and hope you have a great new year. Take care. See you soon.
Thread drip out of every pore.